You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our audio commentary track for David Lynch's 1984 film, Dune.
A beginning is a very delicate time. Know then that it is the year 10,191. In this time, the most precious substance in the universe is the spice melange. The spice extends life. The spice exists on only one planet in the entire universe. The planet is Arrakis, also known as Dune.
You are about to enter a world where the unexpected.
Many dangers exist on Arrakis.
The unknown.
An incredible secret has been kept on this planet.
And the unbelievable meet.
I see two great houses.
Where kingdoms are built on earth that moves.
But we have worm sign, the likes of which even God has never seen.
And skies are filled with fire.
The prophecy which will cleanse the universe and bring us out of darkness.
Where a young warrior is called upon to free his people. A world that holds creation's greatest treasure.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
And greatest terrors. A world where the mighty.
This is genocide. The deliberate and systematic destruction of all life on Arrakis.
The mad.
Show the slightest pity or mercy.
Emperor, we come for you.
Dune, a spectacular journey through the wonders of space and the mysteries of time. From the boundaries of the incredible to the borders of the impossible. Now, Frank Herbert's widely read, talked about, and cherished masterpiece comes to the screen. Dino De Laurentiis presents Dune, a world beyond your experience, beyond your imagination.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Next Best Picture podcast. I am your host, Matt Neglia, and today is a day that a lot of you have been waiting for a long, long time. I don't even remember when we did our first audio commentary track for Serenity here on the podcast. It feels like it's definitely been over a year at this point. And that is my apologies, first and foremost, for not doing another one of these sooner. It's something that I have wanted to do. It's something that I have just kind of, I guess, lacked a conviction to just put forward and go through with it. But I could not pass up the opportunity to revisit the misguided, misfire, mismasterpiece that is David Lynch's Dune from 1984. Oh my God, I am so excited to watch this catastrophe of a movie. But then again, I have not seen this movie since the days of VHS television when I would watch stuff as a kid. This is going to be like a whole new experience for me in many, many ways. So maybe I'll have a new appreciation for it, especially after watching Denis Villeneuve's part one recently, or maybe I'll have a de-appreciation and realize how good that version actually is. I don't know yet, but here to join me on this journey to Arrakis, I have Sarah Clements.
Hello, hello.
And Dan Baer.
Let the spice flow.
Yep, let it flow, baby. Let it flow. So, do you guys have any opening thoughts before we begin? Have either one of you ever seen this before?
Nope.
Not a single frame.
Has anyone here read Frank Herbert's book that this is all based on?
I have made the attempt.
I know absolutely nothing.
I have made the attempt to read this many times because I generally like sci-fi books, and people have recommended it to me, and every time I try, and I just can't, I can't make it past the first chapter. I just, the language is not for me.
So Dan and I are actually going to go see Dune in 2 days' time, yep, theatrically. And I'm actually really sorry, Dan, that this is going to be kind of a first introduction in some ways, because I'm hoping that it doesn't cheapen what you're going to see on Thursday. If anything, I'm hoping that you'll realize how great that movie is by comparison.
Look, if I timed this right, I won't remember any of this movie by the time I see it.
And with that said, Dan has his own way of dealing with things tonight. I have my own ways of dealing with things this evening. Sarah, what about yourself?
I'm just drinking water.
Oh, okay. I wish I could get in on the water as well, but not tonight. Oh, not tonight.
Hey, I'm going to need some eventually.
All right. Let's click play. Let's get started. Let's watch David Lynch's 1984 sci-fi film, Dune.
I'm so excited. Don't you know that you're
a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
Right.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everyone listening at home, let's start the audio commentary track. 3, 2, 1, click. All right, here we go. I want to say I'm ready, but I know I'm not. I miss the old Universal logo. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, Naked Play for Sympathy right off the top.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm loving the space vibe so far.
I like the stars. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Beautiful.
Sarah, your girlfriend.
Oh, this is so 80s.
Oh my god, are we about to get a huge exposition dump? Yep.
Oh lord.
Oh, Virginia Madsen, you are, god bless you.
This score.
Oh, the spice.
The spice is super important, everybody.
It expands consciousness.
I mean, that's what you're feeling right now, Dan.
Yep. It's totally what this movie is doing to me.
I love that little, like, slight change in her face that she did. Mutated.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I forgot.
When she comes back.
Tatooine.
Fremen.
Ah, yes, the Fremen.
A man would come. Okay. But why?
This feels like a trailer.
It really does. I'm here for this, like, Ten Commandments style credits screen right now with the music.
I'm actually very much looking forward to seeing how the, like, production design and the costumes...
Creatures created by Carlo Rambaldi. Oh, special photographic effects. Soto! Except for the one piece of music by Brian Eno. Okay. Wow.
Toto is not in Kansas anymore.
No, but I think the rains are down in Africa. And
oh,
this
man.
Score is everywhere.
Freddie Francis. Guys, they got Freddie Francis to shoot this.
I'm getting very swept up in the score right now. The epicness.
See, the thing that amazes me about this movie is David Lynch is one of my favorite filmmakers of all time. And I've kind of always avoided this film because, you know, he's disowned it. I've been told that it's very much not like him in terms of his cinematic style.
Which is so strange because he even adapted it. Like, he wrote the script.
Right.
Oh, no.
I like that name, Kaladin.
This is a lot of names right now.
Oh, Dan, you're going to very much appreciate the Denis Villeneuve version. It, like, is already so much easier to understand than this.
Yeah, I was like, this has been a lot of information very quickly.
The spice must flow!
God. What's happening?
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
We're at the space Taj Mahal.
These were the ingredients needed to make David Lynch's Dune.
And now we're in a 50s sci-fi movie. What is happening?
Oh my god, these costumes are pretty dope, actually.
The, like, pleather rubber. Oh, the fancy military jackets.
Look at this production design.
What? Why are there all the Italian widows here?
Look at the dogs.
House of Gucci.
He represent. An alarm going off, and it's really annoying.
Look at this! Look at this set.
Throws off the cape.
Hey, listen, I'm fashionable, but I could also show them that I'm serious. Uh-oh. Oh. I guess what she said. I guess what she just said to him was the truth. You know, because she whispered it. He's here.
Why is this the world's most giant casket?
Look at this. I'm actually, like, kind of in awe of this right now.
What the fuck?
Okay.
They're being sexist right now. Oh, these costumes. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, from a design standpoint, I'm enjoying the hell out of this so far.
Why do we follow her like that? Like,
it's Darth Vader.
What's happening?
Jeez. Oh, the Bene Gesserit dude is a lot. That's going to definitely require some expository dialogue. Just thought of, like, whoa. Independence Day. Release me! Okay, now I feel like I'm watching a David Lynch film.
Oh my god.
Look at that. That. Yeah. What, like, a cordial thing to say to such a weird creature.
Well, I mean, you don't want to offend it.
Its mouth is freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. Carlo Rambaldi, man, what a fucking genius.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our full audio commentary track for the 1984 film Dune here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full commentary track, you will have to head on over to our Patreon, where for $1 minimum a month, you will get the rest of this track along with other exclusive podcast content from us as well. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.